In 1560, Ivan's beloved wife, Anastasia Romanovna, passed away. Ivan convinced himself that the boyars had poisoned her, just like they had poisoned his mother. Ivan began to torture and execute the boyars. Even some of his own closest advisors came under suspicion. In the early winter of 1565, Ivan crossed the line into madness. He suddenly left Moscow and announced that he was abdicating or giving up the throne. Since the masses wanted Ivan to remain as Tsar, and the boyars were afraid to get in the way, Ivan agreed that he would continue to be Tsar, provided that he, Ivan, could reform the Russian state as he pleased. Ivan's instrument of reform was Russia's first secret police organization, the Oprichniks. Recruited from Ivan's followers and other hardened criminals, the Oprichniks roamed Russia on horseback, wearing black robes, carrying their unique emblems, a broom and the head of a dead dog. Any disloyalty to Ivan, real or imagined, was punished by death.